Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, the family of a young Cavan woman missing in Portugal for over 2 years are pleading for the Irish government to help with the investigation into her disappearance. 38-year-old Jean Tai suddenly vanished from a Portuguese resort in July 2020. Portuguese authorities immediately opened a criminal inquiry, but the Tai family were never told of Jean's disappearance for several months, and they claimed the Portuguese police never properly investigated the mystery. Jean's sister Leona now wants an Garda Síochána to appoint senior members to take over the case. Our reporter Barry Lenehan joins us with more in this story. And Barry, firstly, what exactly do we know of Jean Tai?
Now 41-year-old Jean Tai is the middle child of a family of five from Muncher Connacht in Virginia, County Cavan. Described by her family as a free spirit, she travelled the world without issue. But Jean, she'd often be uncontactable for months, but always returned to Cavan for Christmas. She had mental health issues, but never suicidal tendencies, and was described by one of her roommates at the time of her disappearance as being very happy with life. And I've been speaking to Jean's sister, Leona, who lives in New York.
Jean is a very fun-loving, free-spirited character. She's a beautiful young woman, very caring, very conscientious. Jean loved travelling. She led her own life. She had a different lifestyle and way of living than the rest of us. She was streetwise and she was good fun. Jean is very big into her meditation, her yoga, loves her vegetarian food, is conscientious around environmental issues, very independent, streetwise at the same time, but sometimes can be too caring for her own good. She's been to a good few many places all over the world. She's gone by herself. She has travelled in remote areas where there's been no phones, and she's always kept in contact. She has always come home for Christmas and the New Year.
It really wouldn't be unusual to not hear from her for a few weeks or a few months, depending on what part of the world she was in.
It wouldn't be unusual. Sometimes, more often than not, Jean's friends were always more in contact with Jean than, let's say, us, her family. We didn't hear anything unusual back from the friends, so we weren't worried.
She did have mental health issues at various points in her life as well.
Jean did, and she managed herself well. She managed those issues well. We would often talk about her difficulties and coping mechanisms.
So Barry, what do we know then about Jean's time in Portugal and indeed her last known whereabouts?
Jean travelled to Portugal alone in summer 2020, finding the harsh COVID lockdown here in Ireland extremely difficult, although she had friends over there in Portugal. And the then 38-year-old ultimately settled on July 6th at the Help Yourself Hostel in Parada, around 30 kilometres west of Lisbon. Jean was last seen on the afternoon of Monday, July 13th by a member of staff at the hostel. And a few days later, an Angolan man claiming to be Jean's boyfriend reported her missing. The local police in Portugal, the public safety police in Cascais, immediately opened a criminal investigation. However, the Tai family weren't informed of this until January 2021, when they reported Jean missing to an Garda Síochána in Dublin. In more recent months, they've learned more of the circumstances leading up to Jean's sudden disappearance, largely through their own inquiries and also the work of a private investigator, as well as the popular broadsheet Expresso newspaper in Portugal. And Leona says all the signs are her sister Jean wasn't somebody who was planning to disappear or contemplating suicide that afternoon in July 2020.
Our understanding is that on Monday, July 13th, Jean was seen by a hostel worker leaving the hostel, going to meet a friend. It's not clear whether that friend was outside the hostel or that she was seen with that friend, we'll say, further away from the hostel. But this hostel worker has said that he saw Jean go leave the hostel with her handbag on the afternoon of Monday, July 13th, and meet a friend. He has said that that friend was a Brazilian man, and we know nothing after that. We've never had a description of that friend who Jean is supposed to have gone to meet. We've never have had a description of what clothes Jean had on her that day, and we've never met or been introduced to anybody in the hostel, the hostel worker or the hostel manager. Then it scenes that a day or two after July 13, another male friend of Jean's reported Jean missing to the local police in Parada at that time. So within a couple of days after July 13th, Jean was reported missing. We never knew that until March 2022.
Nobody ever picked up the phone to tell your family?
No, nobody did. And nobody picked up the phone to alert the Irish Gardaí either.
Focusing again, July 13th, 2020.
That hostel worker said Jean left the hostel on Monday afternoon with her handbag. It would be safe enough to assume that in Jean's handbag perhaps was her wallet, her mobile phone, some makeup. Everything else was left in the hostel. You can't go anywhere without your passport. This person claims that he saw Jean with another person and she never came back.
Critically, she had tickets for a flight on July 15th. 2 days later.
So we learned ourselves that Jean had booked a flight on July 12th to return to Dublin on July 15th. We never knew until quite recently that that return flight was booked on the 12th. So the day before Jean disappeared, we don't believe that Jean was deciding to go off and create a new identity, lead a new life away from everybody that she knew. Because if she did, why would she have been forward planning and have booked a flight back to Dublin on July 12th? You know, that doesn't add up, if you like.
You spoke to her on July 13th as well, am I right in saying, Leona? She rang you shortly before the critical time period.
She did, and I missed the phone call. She texted me and I texted her back, everything okay, fine. And that was it. There was no help me, call me back, I'm in trouble. There was nothing like that.
It must be very difficult on a personal level to think back to that particular call.
It is, of course. Hindsight is 20/20 vision. And, you know, if you could do things again differently, you would.
You have ascertained, Leona, that Jean's phone showed signs of life in the days after she was last sighted.
Yes, that's true. And her friends were receiving messages and the messages were going through on the WhatsApp with the two little tick boxes, the two blue tick boxes. There was activity on her social media accounts, on her the Instagram. So you think that everything is okay?
Goodness, it's all very mysterious, isn't it, Barry? Very hard to know what happened. What more can you tell us of the Portuguese police investigation into Jean's disappearance?
Well, investigations by the Expresso newspaper in Portugal show how her sister, Jean's sisters and two friends received notifications that messages sent to her in the following months on WhatsApp, Facebook and Instagram were read. Messages up until February 2021. She was last seen on the 13th of July 2020. The police in Parede never made a public appeal. No searches were carried out and critical people weren't interviewed, including those at the hospital and the man who reported Jean missing. It's emerged this week how he recently died. Leona and her sister travelled from New York to Portugal in March 2022, where local police told her that they had passed the case on. It subsequently emerged the case was going to be investigated by the Judiciary Police, which investigates serious crimes in Portugal. As Jean was Irish and suffered from mental health difficulties, the Judiciary Police should have been involved from the outset. Instead, last summer they were starting their investigation from scratch, and the Thai family are frustrated with the Portuguese investigation.
We tried to get some answers to the questions we have. They couldn't answer any of the questions we had. The commander sat in front of me and I asked him, could he give me any reports about why was Jean reported missing in the first place? Why was this person so worried that they reported Jean missing? You know, small details. He said to me, I can't access the system. It's very distressing to think that there are three, possibly four authorities between two countries, and that between them all, nobody was able to ensure that the family were made aware that Jean was reported missing, that nobody could oversee that job, make sure that the family are aware of this. You know, we went out all the way to Portugal and that we were there meeting with the wrong police. You just wonder, okay, if you can't get these two simple things correct, what else are you not getting correct?
What do we know so of the Judicial Police investigation into Jean's disappearance?
We know very little of what the judicial police have done so far. I do know what they haven't done, which is that they still don't have the phone records. They still don't have the social media footprint. They still don't have the bank accounts. They still haven't interviewed everybody who was at that hospital at the time that Jean disappeared. I know what they haven't done. I don't know what they have done. Jean is still not up on any register as a missing persons. And there have been three backpackers that have gone missing in Portugal since Jean disappeared. And they are up on the missing persons list. But my sister isn't. I feel that critical evidence has been lost. And I cannot find out properly for you, Barry, whether they did or they didn't look at the CCTV. My impression is that they didn't, because if they did, I'm sure they would tell us.
Key witness here is no longer with us. The boyfriend who reported Jean missing, the Angolan gentleman, he has recently died, we have just learned, in recent days.
That was a very big blow to us, because that gentleman reported Jean missing, and I've never been able to speak to that man. What was happening that you were worried about her, that you reported her missing? That man has since passed away. I don't know the circumstances into how he passed away yet, and that's a very big blow, because his first-hand account is critical. It's a big loss. Very hard to find out what happened in Portugal, who saw what. It's very hard to pin down the information. Any information that we have got ourselves. We don't know what to do from now on.
So Barry, what happens next then? Who's getting involved?
LBT Global, which helps in finding British people missing abroad, they have taken on this case, even though Jean is an Irish national. And they, along with Jean's heartbroken father, have come together to offer a €10,000 reward for any information which may lead to the safe finding of Jean in Portugal. The Thai family are also calling for greater involvement from the Department of Justice here and Garda Síochána, in particular in getting phone records and social media records, including those of dating apps that Jean may have been using prior to her disappearance. They also want senior members of a Garda Síochána appointed to help manage the case, especially as the force already has a footprint in Lisbon, the Thai family says. And I also asked them what exactly they wanted from the Department of Justice.
I do feel that they could take a keener interest in this case, and I do think that liaison between the Department of Justice in Ireland, senior members of the Gardaí in Ireland, and if they could meet and liaise with their counterparts in Portugal, with senior members of the Portuguese police and senior members of the Portuguese Department of Justice, I think that that would definitely help to give greater urgency to find out, you know, what did happen, Jean. Portugal is a very small country. Vital that we get, you know, the phone records, the social media footprint, the bank records. Could you imagine where we could start and what we could do if we had that information? And another crucial aspect is Jean was on Match.com. Neither police force, the Irish police or the Portuguese police, have been able to get the information from Match.com. So if we had that information, it would give us a rough guide of Jean's footprint. You see, generally nowadays, that's a starting point for every missing persons case. And we don't even have today's starting point. And it shouldn't be on the family to basically investigate the case themselves.
How is the family coping with all this?
We're just about coping, and nobody's coming out of this unscathed. It's a very distressing time. It's made worse by the fact that we can't get far enough into Jean's case to say, OK, it looks like this, it looks like that. We can't even get far enough in to help us, knowing Jean, to think, OK, well, this is the possibility or that's the possibility. It's very distressing, to say the least.
Do you hold out hope that you'll get to the bottom of what happened here?
I hope we can. Some days more hopeful than others. We have to keep going, and we have to keep trying, and we have to make sure that we leave no stone unturned. We can't have this happen again. We can't have this happen again. We can't have this happen to somebody else, no matter who that family is, where in the world they are in 2023. We can't have it that this is as good as it gets for our sister who has disappeared without trace. We can't have that for any other young Irish woman or for anybody else's sister.
You can hear Leona's distress there, Barry, and really so understandable. It's so difficult for the family. What is the government here saying this evening?
A spokesperson for the Department of Justice says Jean Tighe's disappearance in Portugal 2 years ago is a devastating loss and an ongoing tragedy for her family. But as Ms. Tighe went missing outside this jurisdiction, the investigation into her disappearance is a matter for the Portuguese authorities. However, the department went on to say that a Garda liaison officer based in Portugal and the Irish Embassy in Lisbon are helping the Tighe family. A spokesperson for the Garda, Sia Kona, says the disappearance of Jean Tighe is being investigated by the Portuguese authorities and Gardaí will continue to liaise with those, although ultimately, once again, it is a matter for the Portuguese authorities.
All right, Barry Lenihan, thank you very much.